Okay. Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class, Bezad Hashem, should be for the Hatzlacha of Tzva Ganad Yisrael. Bezad Hashem should be protection for our soldiers, and also our Fu'ah Shalema of all of the Pitzuim, and the Abdil, the Niftarim, the Nishman, all of the Niftarim from the war. And also, it should be a class of gratitude to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we've been praying for about 3-4 months now for our friend Eitan, Moshe, and Miriam. And Baruch Hashem, we all heard the good news on Motzei Shabbat that Bezad Hashem, they're letting him come home free in February, Bezad Hashem. So we're going to give this class out as a class of gratitude, and Bezad Hashem, there should be much more appreciation and gratitude to Hashem for everything that he does. We are continuing in the book of Shaar Veidachon and trusting in God. So let's just go over. We were talking about the conditions to trust. And we spoke about the first 4 conditions. I'm just going to recap on them very quickly. The first condition we said is the person you trust has to have love and compassion for you. Number 2 is eno mitalem imenu. Enenu mitalem imenu. He never forgets about you. He's always thinking about you. Number 3 is he's strong. And number 4 is he knows what's good for you. So we said you need to have these 4 things in order to be able to trust in someone. And we said the only one that you can really trust, really, if you think about these 4 conditions, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we start the 5th condition. He says, V'chamishit, she'mityached b'hanagat ha'botech alav mitchilat havayato. He says that the person you trust, the only one, really, can be the only one that has been involved in the management of your life. From the beginning of your life, since you were born, since you were conceived. Meaning, the person you trust, he has to have been there and understand everything you went through and everything from your creation of your life until now. And not only that, he says, "V'gidulo v'yankuto," through the development in your mother's womb and through your infancy, "V'na'aruto v'churato," when you're growing up, through your youth, "V'yishishuto v'ziknato," through your middle age, through your old age, "Ad tachlit inyano," until the last day of your life. Meaning, the person you trust has to be there with you through the whole process of your life from the beginning. Who has been there with us from the time you were conceived, through your child age, through your middle age, through your older age, till the day of 120 at death? The only one, even your parents, they're not there till the end. They leave earlier, usually. The only one that we can really trust in with our whole heart is the Borei Olam, is the creator of the world. Because he's there with us from the beginning of our creation, from the beginning once we're conceived until the end. And Rabbi Bechaya says, "Yitchayev shetanuach," says, "Ukshayitbarer kozel abotech," when this all becomes clear to you, these 5 conditions of someone being there from the beginning till the end, when that becomes clear to you, says, "Yitchayev shetanuach nasho alav yishayin alav," it'll be an obligation on you. You won't even have to think about how I have to trust this person, because it's so clear to you how much they have there for you, and how much they're there for you, that you want to trust them. You feel the need to trust them. It says, "Ba'avur ma shekadam lo alav min atavod ha'otfod v'ta'aliyot ha'matmidot, v'yeh zeh mitchayev chizkat b'chono bo." He says, based on your recognition, on the great abundant things, and the benefits that this person is giving to you, let's say the Borei Olam, in this case, it's not a person, but he's the creator of the world. Let's say that he's providing us all these things that he's giving us. So therefore, he says, you would be obligated to place your trust in him. It would dictate you that it makes no sense otherwise. And I want to give you an example. In a person's lifetime, who are the people that a child trusts the most? When you have a young child, he's born, as he's growing up in that young youth stage. You know, sometimes you take your child to school and they start crying and they don't feel comfortable there because they don't trust the people there. They're new. It's not comfortable for them. Who are the people they trust the most? Their parents. The parents have been with them when they were conceived, when they were born, with their upbringing, through their youth, usually even through later parts of their life, until the parents leave this world. So the parents, over any other person in this world, they're probably the most trustworthy people that the child has, because they're living their life for the child. So the child innately knows that, my whole life I've been brought up by my parents sacrificing their lives to take care of me, to live for me. Now, if you raise it a bar, raise the level, and say, look at this, now the Borei Olam, he is taking care of me not only through my whole life, but even till the end, from the beginning of when conception happens till the end, even afterlife, I'm not every single part of it, and he's constantly thinking about me. There isn't a time when I get married and I leave my home, my parents now, they don't focus on me as much. Borei Olam is still thinking about me. So you see that the trust of the Borei Olam is even greater, the amount of bitachon we have to place in him. and to understand that He's there with you every step of the way. There is not one step of the way of any person's life. And we see now, Baruch Hashem, with this miracle that we had from our friend Eitan Moshe, every step of the way Hashem is there. We don't always understand His calculations and why He does what He does. See? But we know that He's there every single step. He knows that He's watching us. He's standing with us. He's holding our hand. He's never letting go. And I told this, you know, this is the analogy. I told Eitan Moshe during this difficult time. I explained to him. I said, imagine you have a parent who wants to teach a child how to swim. So what does the parent do? The parent takes the child into the water and he says, listen, my love, I'm going to take you in the water and I'm going to let you go in the water and I want you to start moving your arms and learn how to swim. I'm standing right behind you. You're not going to drown. If I see you go under, I'm going to pick you up. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. I'm standing right behind you. You don't see me, but I'm right there. I'm right behind you. Don't be afraid. And I want you to start learning how to swim. And the kid says, no, don't let me go, don't let me go. You know, the kids, when they first get into the water, no. And he said, it's okay, don't worry. And he lets the child go. And the child is learning how to swim. And the second the child starts going down into the water, the father picks him up. And he lifts him back out. The nimshal is, the Borei Olam is the same way. Hashem, sometimes He wants us to grow. We need to learn how to swim. The only way for us to learn how to swim is for Him to take His hands off and stand behind us. He's not leaving. He's holding our hand the whole way through. He's just right behind us because He needs us to strengthen ourselves. He can't hold our hand. You can't hold your 15-year-old child's hand like you're holding them when they're two. They need to learn how to grow and to strengthen themselves and to build themselves. So too the Borei Olam is doing with us. He puts us through sometimes things that we don't completely comprehend. It's to strengthen us. Make us better as an Am, as a nation. Bring us closer as a nation. Bring us closer to Him as a nation. And so He does things in order to strengthen us, but that does not mean that He leaves. He does it sometimes with Hester Panim. Maybe He covers Himself so we don't see Him because He's standing right behind us. But the second we go under the water, He'll pick us back up because He loves us. He never will let us go. He loves us so much. He has so much compassion for us. But He needs us to strengthen ourselves. He needs us to put in the effort to work on ourselves to be better. And so when He sees that happens, once He sees the child starts learning how to swim, what does the father do? Wow! He's starting to take his... He jumps and gives the child a hug and a kiss and he says, I'm so proud of you. The Borei Olam is the same way. Once we pass the test and we learn how to swim and we strengthen ourselves through the challenges He gives us, He picks us back up again and He gives us the biggest hug and kiss in the world. That, I think, is the best message we can take through this difficult time, is we don't understand, but we know that the Borei Olam is part of our trust. It's a trust that Hashem is standing there, right behind us, and He's holding on to us from behind. And Bezal Hashem, we pray and hope that through our strengthening of our bitachon, the trust in God that we have, that Bezal Hashem, it should be a protection for Am Yisrael. It should be a protection for the army of Am Yisrael, for the Tzva'a Ganal Yisrael. Bezal Hashem, we should hear Besorot Tovot, only good news, very soon. Bezal Hashem, we should destroy and conquer our enemies. Have a great day. Amen.